This is Mike Osborne in the WMOT Newsroom. Tennessee is home to some famous music venues, from the blues capital of Beale Street in the heart of Memphis to Nashville's Ryman Auditorium, often referred to as the mother church of country music. I recently had a chance to visit a relatively new music venue up on the Cumberland Plateau. This venue certainly takes the prize as one of the world's most unusual performance spaces. On most Saturdays, between 500 and 600 music fans from all over the world trek nearly a kilometer into the Cumberland Caverns to enjoy American roots music just over 300 feet below ground. Bluegrass Underground was launched in 2008. Show features artists playing the styles of music developed in the hills above, beginning in the 18th century. On this particular day, the two-hour program includes music by the modern folk band Way Down Wanderers and the bluegrass band Flat Lonesome. The performances are staged in a large cavern referred to as the Volcano Room. Surprisingly, the room's acoustics are nearly perfect. That fact wasn't lost on the Tennessee music promoter who originated the Bluegrass Underground, Todd Mayo.
Inside the cave, we took the tour, and you get down into the Volcano Room, and there's this giant chandelier. And I looked up, and I looked around, and I said to the tour guide, do y'all have live music around here? And she said, no, but that'd be a good idea. And it just sort of all came to me.
More than 180,000 guests later, Bluegrass Underground is gathering an international following. That recognition is due in no small measure to the worldwide distribution of Bluegrass Underground performances by PBS.
We've had people from Ireland and Japan, and they literally said they came to America. The impetus was to come to this cave and to see this show.
As the audience filed out of the cave, bluegrass fan Gwen Lanius confessed he did feel a bit queasy being so far underground, but also said the music seemed to fit the setting.
The bluegrass that we saw today, it kind of blended. It might not be a venue for all kinds of music, but it was certainly appropriate for the day.
And the cave setting also matched the nature theme songs often performed by the Way Down Wanderers. Lead singer Austin Thompson was impressed as well with the cave's natural acoustics.
Yeah, I thought it was really great. I mean, on both sides of the spectrum, being on stage and as a listener in the audience, you know, it was really, really full, really full sound.
Todd Mayo says he hopes in the near future to give music fans who attend the show an even fuller experience. He wants to develop a weekend-long Tennessee adventure that would include visiting some of the state's many scenic parks and forests. For WMOT News, I'm Mike Osborne at the Cumberland Caverns.